be an official plan amendment, number three, and zoning bylaw amendment, 274 on Dalhousie Street. Do we have any members with, that wish to disclose any pecuniary interest or general nature of their? None? Can we have Rebecca do your presentation?
Good evening, Deputy Mayor and members of council. The purpose of this public meeting is to consider an application for official plan amendment and zoning bylaw amendment submitted by 274 Dalhousie Limited. The property is described as part of lots 5 and 6, Plan 1, municipally known as 274 through 286 Dalhousie. The subject property has approximately 51 meters of frontage with an area of 2,610 square meters. The purpose of these applications is to establish a site-specific policy and the general commercial policies of the town's official plan and a site-specific zoning to support this development. Pre-consultation was held with the town's planning division, the manager of planning for the County of Essex, the county solicitor, and other administration from the town to confirm the appropriate planning processes for these proponents to meet their development objectives. The purpose of official plan amendment number three is to change the designation of the subject lands from general commercial to special policy area 16 and the general commercial designation. The applicant is proposing the construction of a mixed residential and commercial development, which will contain 6 residential and 6 commercial freehold units. The uses permitted in the general commercial designation of the official plan include those commercial establishments which serve the whole of the municipality's market. In the general commercial designation, residential uses are permitted above the first floor. An official plan amendment is required for this development as the proposed mixed-use building will have residential access on the ground floor with legal frontage for each residential dwelling on Dalhousie Street. The proposed method of land division resulting in the future lot lines and building and unit configuration creating legal frontage for each residential unit on Dalhousie and main floor residential access has necessitated the official plan amendment. The purpose of the zoning bylaw amendment would change the zoning of the subject lands from special provision commercial general 4 zone to special provision commercial general 11 zone to permit this particular development. The special provision zoning will permit dwelling unit entrances on the first floor and a reduction in rear yard depth to 0 meters for the commercial units. The site-specific zoning will also carry over the current special provisions associated with this zoning, including a minimum and maximum building height, parking provisions at 0.33 per residential unit, no parking requirement for non-residential units, and permit the full range of uses in the CG zone. The amendment to the zoning bylaw would implement the proposed official plan amendment. Any future development will be subject to site plan approval and preparation of a development agreement between the owner and the town. The provincial policy statement promotes the redevelopment and compact urban form of provided mix of employment land uses for existing and future businesses. The PPS further encourages the development of sites which utilize existing infrastructure. The County of Essex official plan identifies the subject lands as within the settlement area. For uses within the settlement area, local official plans are required to put in place specific land use policies. The proposed official plan amendment is consistent with both the PPS and the County of Essex official plan. The proposed land use is compatible with adjacent land uses on Dalhousie Street and consequently in keeping with the intent of the official plan. The site plan control process will ensure the appropriate landscaping, buffering, lighting, fencing, and all provisions of Section 41 of the Planning Act are incorporated into the final design stage. Section 4.4.2 of the town's official plan states that in order to ensure compatibility with the heritage residential area abutting general commercial designation, development shall be restricted in height and shall be subject to public participation as part of any site plan review for multifamily development. A public open house was held prior to this statutory public meeting to obtain public comments regarding the proposed development. The applicant has proposed the development at 274 through 286 Dalhousie by part lot control exemption bylaw and strata plan due to the number of total units proposed at 6 commercial and 6 residential and limited common building elements. Long-term maintenance, liabilities, and operating costs will be addressed through legal agreements undertaken by the developer at their own cost and risk. In this regard, the owner has advised that a reciprocal ownership agreement will be prepared to address the few issues that will be funded in common and may require maintenance. The proponent has also advised that the enforcement of agreements, the assessment and collection of maintenance fees and capital improvement accounts, and the development of rules and regulations specific to this development will be carried out through a townhome association formed under the Corporations Act, to which each owner will be entitled and obligated to be a member. The use of restrictive covenants to be registered on the title and included in the purchase agreement for each unit has been proposed and set out the obligations, prohibitions for each purchaser. The notice of public meeting was published in the local newspaper and circulated to required agencies, property owners, and municipal departments in accordance with the requirements of the Planning Act. The following comments were received from departments and agencies. Public Works and the Fire Department expressed no concern with the development. Public Works is presently assisting the developer's consulting engineer with information to plan for the servicing of this site. The Building Department has been in contact with the developer's architect regarding spatial separation requirements on the south side of the proposed structure. This presently is being worked out between the architect and the town's building department. IRCA has stated that the lands are subject to the regulations under the Conservation Authorities Act. The property will be required to obtain a permit prior to any construction. IRCA is also requesting conditions in the development agreement that the owner undertake a stormwater management analysis addressing quality and quantity. In close, it is recommended that the official plan amendment and zoning bylaw amendment be directed for approval at the council meeting pending comments received at this public meeting. I would be happy to answer your questions if there are any.
Any questions? Councilor Pulisic?
Thank you, Acting Mayor DePasquale. I'm going to withhold my questions until after everyone from the public has a chance to speak, but if Rebecca could just give us the outline of where the town property starts and ends, that would be very helpful.
Any questions from the audience? Not yet.
I think she wants, I think you want a response.
I was just asking if Rebecca could show us on a diagram where our abutting lands are.
Deputy Mayor, I've scrolled down to the survey, and what you're looking at here, there was a parcel sold, a small amount of land sold by the town to the north of 274 to 286 Dalhousie, and also a little bit to the west. And if we go back up to the official plan and zoning map, you'll see the address is 274 through 286. And the parcel to the north, what was sold was half of that. So what's the existing laneway or parking area where I'm moving my cursor around? I don't know if you can see that since it's red. And then as well, that back piece to the west as well.
So So as a follow-up, does the town own all the green space? Is that what you're referring to? Or do we own the red space adjacent to 274 and in front of 274 to 282?
Deputy Mayor, the town owns all of the green, and the town also owns half of what's red to the north, and I'll go back to the survey again. Perhaps that's helpful. We can see that the group purchased just half of the property to the north.
Okay, Councilor Frey.
Rebecca, through you to Rebecca, do you have the same report we do on our computer? Up on your, if you can just go to the last map, it'll outline exactly what Council Puget is looking for.
Okay. I didn't include that as one of my visuals tonight, actually, but if you would like, I can probably come up with it in just about a minute, but I don't have it as one of the visuals available here.
Okay. Councilor Lamash.
Thank you, Deputy Mayor. I'm not sure if the question will be to the owners. What will be the setback on this building from the road?
Before I answer the question, perhaps I can introduce myself and our group. I'm Gary Wellman. With me today is my wife, Harmon. The other owners of the property, Reiner Newman, his partner, Dennis Hill, business partner, and Rennie Rota. With us as well is our planner, Jackie Lassalee, our solicitor, Erica Kreitzman, and our architect, Jerry Cavanaugh. So we've got a full house of people here, and amongst us, we're going to be able to answer the question for you. I believe we've got a 30-foot setback roughly from the road to the front of the building. The stairs may be projecting a little bit into that. Right now, I think the setback of the Duffy's motel is roughly 15, 20 feet. We've got an additional setback from there of another 10 to 15 feet.
Thank you, Thanks, Mr. Wallman. Rebecca, do you have that information, or can you confirm?
I'm just sending her the wall on the agenda so she can have it.
Oh, okay. Anyone else? We're gonna go with our person in the back to give her kind of presentation, and then you'll be able to give us all you want. Okay. Mr. Mawash, you can finish up.
Okay, sir. I guess the questions I was going to ask were the setback. Now, the plan is there's no parking in that at the front of that building at all. So just curious about that in terms of that's why I asked about the setback. Is there any type of commercial or residential parking at all in front of that building?
Is the question for
you? So whoever can answer it, I guess. Sorry about that.
We haven't made any provision for parking in the front yard. I don't think the town's planning department would like to see parking in the front yard. We are providing probably six times as much parking as is required under the zoning bylaw for the residential component of it. But the parking spots that are there on the street right now will be the only parking in front of the building.
Thank you.
Okay, we don't want to get out of our agenda here yet, so we're going to ask for public input. Is there any public input out there from anyone? Go ahead.
Thank you, Your Worship. My presentation is before you on the screen. I'm Jackie Lassling from Crozier Baird, and I'm representing the applicants this evening. You have a proposal before you for an official plan and a zoning bylaw amendment for property known as 274 and 286 Dalhousie. What's being proposed is a commercial residential development on these lands. Particularly, there's going to be six commercial freeholds and six residential freehold units above the six commercial on the main floor. Each of the residential units will have approximately 3 spaces for parking in an underground parking facility defined for each of the residential units. This is an elevation showing the units that are proposed at this point. And as you can see, speaking earlier, there is no parking out front. The commercial units are down on the main floor. There is an access door to the residential units, but the residential units themselves are located above. The official plan and zoning bylaw amendments have been requested to basically, technically, recognize those residential access points and the residential frontage that's being proposed. The doors, you can see, are beside the commercial units on the main floor. Here we've got the rear access to the underground parking, where each underground parking unit will have 3 spaces associated with the residential. This is the site plan that was submitted, showing the units as they exist on the property, and you can see the approximately 30 feet of the front face of the building to the town property. So what's being proposed under the official plan, as we heard earlier by your planner, the property is presently designated general commercial. So what's being proposed is a minor technical amendment to that policy that requires residential units be above the first floor, with the front door and the frontage associated with the residential units. We felt, for clarity purposes, the official plan amendment will specify that those uses are permitted on the main floor. What has to be emphasized is the residential units themselves are not going to be on the main floor, merely the access. The zoning bylaw, presently the property is zoned general commercial exception 4. The CG-4 provisions already allow for a number of site-specific downtown commercial provisions. We're merely asking for the inclusion of a provision that recognizes, again, the residential access and frontage on the main floor. Once again, we're not requesting residential units on the main floor, merely the access and the frontage. In conclusion, in my professional opinion, the requested amendment for the inclusion in the official plan and the zoning for clarity purposes is consistent with the PPS to allow for the proposed development. The request is also in conformity with the county official plan as well as the town official plan, and the requested amendment is consistent with your comprehensive zoning bylaw. Do you have any questions?
Any questions from council? Council, sorry.
Thank you, Mr. Deputy Mayor. Through you to Jackie, the residents are going to be on the second floor. So is there any elevators in case you've been designed, or is it going to be stairways?
It's been designed with an elevator from the parking garage up through to the residential units. As well, the front door will have a stairway access up to the second floor.
Rebecca, did you want to present anything at all further yourself?
I can show Diane the aerial if she would like to see it. I've got it open now. If John wouldn't mind just flipping back, Deputy Mayor, to the previous screen, we could take a look at the extent of the property. That was an earlier question.
Thank you.
reason I'm asking for it is that really, I do hope that all of you succeed in this, we want you to succeed. My concern is how close you're going to be to the parkland. To the north is the very coveted hosta garden. We just want to make sure that, because it states in here that the 0 meter required in the year, the rear yard, and that's right adjacent to our trees back there. I just want to make sure that this company is doing everything they can to protect all of the plants and all the hard work that the people have put into the Navy Yard Park. That's a reason for my questions.
Okay, if I could respond to that, Deputy Mayor. If you take a look at the air photo, the extent of the building, you mentioned the hosta garden to the north, but in fact, the access driveway where the cars are parked in the air photo there, there will be no change. That driveway will essentially stay the same, and the amount of land that was sold to the owners of this property, that was intentional, so that we would maintain all of the park components, but in fact sell them what they needed as the required access. So there wouldn't be any change to the hosta garden or the access to the north. That will stay exactly the same. In response to the question about the 0 meters for the rear yard, the 0 meters just means the back of the commercial units. That also is somewhat of a technicality because of how the units are being severed and conveyed. That when we say 0 meters, that's not a true representation of the rear yard. The rear yard, though, on the ground, it's the residential units that will have the rear yard. So in fact, the rear yard will be quite significant and will have a laneway and access for all of the cars to access their parking garages. And that will be around 25 feet as a rear yard. So when we say 0 meters, that's because the commercial units are off the ground and we had to build that in as a technicality in the zoning.
Thank you, you have a follow-up.
So the staging area that will surround that in order to complete the building will not interfere with any of our gardens, north or west.
Your Worship, through to Councillor Pouget, that's correct. The driveway is just that. It's a driveway for the residential units and will not impose into the town lands, will not have a negative impact on the existing gardens, and will allow for that buffer of the land use from the building to your gardens. As well, the 0 rear yard, as Rebecca indicated, is really a technicality. It's a 0 rear yard for the commercial unit. The residential will actually have a rear yard associated with the building, but there will be no impact whatsoever on the town lands.
I could just add a little bit of comments for you, Councillor Pouget. When you talk talked about staging area. Based on the rear setback, Mr. Wellman's identified there's 55 feet. There's also 30 feet in the front. So when you're looking at a constructability perspective of this building, there is significant space surrounding the building not to encumber any of the town lands while they're constructing this building. So I would feel very comfortable in saying, using the 55 feet in the back and the 30 feet in the front, that they would have more than enough staging area to construct their building.
Okay. You still have a follow-up?
Yes.
Councilor Fryer next.
Go ahead.
No, you first.
And I don't mean to belabor this, but it's just on the on the point of being safe and to making sure that we're doing everything right. And so therefore, if they needed to close down the street temporarily, because they're going to have big machinery in there and they're going to be removing a lot of dirt and stuff, so it might be temporarily, it would just be that one section of the street, correct? That we wouldn't have to close down all of Dalhousie. It would just be the one section of that street to get that out in the initial, you know, digging of the site.
Through your worship, Councilor Pritchett, I, from a constructability point of view, once again, I would think, depending on who the contractor is going to be, they're going to attack this project. I would suggest you, from, I believe it's the north, and move south. So the digging would begin that way, and they would have only need access to the street to get the trucks out of there. There's more than enough room on site. They'll be digging it in sections to bring it up and get out of the ground. So I can see that. I don't see it an issue, and I don't see us closing down Dalhousie. There'd be a traffic control plan for sure. We'll have to have someone there monitoring and, you know, allowing traffic to get out. I would also probably envision some cording going around the perimeter of the property. From a liability perspective, I would suggest the contractor and the owner would want to mitigate that as well.
Councilor Frack.
You know, thank you, Deputy Mayor. Congratulations, first of all. I'm glad we're at this point, finally. You know, it's been a while with this council, but not too long, I think. The only thing with the drawing, the rendering that you showed us, Rebecca, is it shows almost a zero grade, and then it shows a higher grade going to the top of the garages. When you look at it in vision, right now we have trees there, so there's that. Is that why the storm management is going to be needed? Because there's going to be a wall created because of the depth. If I'm looking at that correct,
you go right here where the people are. So this is what they ripped in the current grade. So you're going to have a wall here before that driveway. Or are we going to change the park?
No, you're not changing the park. And there's not going to be a wall either. In fact, the white picket fence will remain there as it is right now.
Okay.
What we have is a driveway that will angle down towards the parking garage and not the wall at the back. So the driveway angles down, and there will be stormwater that will be collected in front of the garage doors and scoot it out. There will be not the road that's there right now, the brick paver road, will stay there. It will just be extended across the whole back of the property.
Just to throw me off.
Thank you. Rebecca?
Hi, Deputy Mayor. There is a bit of fall in the topography there, and so that's what the design is based on. The requirement for the stormwater management, the quality and quantity, is just a common requirement when a site is developed or redeveloped, just to manage the servicing appropriately. And so that's underway presently as well.
Okay. Any other questions? Any public input? Councilor Levine.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Since there's no other public input, I'm prepared to recommend that the report be received, the application be approved, pending council consideration of written and oral comments received at this public meeting, that the official plan amendment number 3, bylaw 2015-62, be considered at the regular council meeting following this public meeting, and pending council consideration of written and oral comments received at this public meeting, that zoning bylaw 2015-63 be considered at the regular council meeting following this public meeting.
Second. Seconder. All in favor? And passed. motion to adjourn. Council Pucci, seconded. All in favor? Thank you.